ஹரிஹி ஓம் தத்சத் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஓம் சதா சிவ சமாரம்பாம் வ்யாஸ சங்கர மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பரியந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்ருதிஸ்மிருதிபுராணானாம் ஆலயம் கருணாலயம். நமாமி பகவத்பாதசங்கரம் லோகசங்கரம். சங்கரம் சங்கராச்சாரியம் கேசவம் பாதராயணம் சூத்ரபாஷ்யக்ருதௌ வந்தே பகவந்தௌ புனஃ புனஃ. ஓம் ஈஸ்வரோ குருராத்மேதி மூர்த்தி பேத விபாகினே வ்யோமவத் வ்யாப்த தேஹாய தக்ஷிணாமூர்த்தயே நமஹ. ஓம் சஹனாவவது சஹனௌ புனக்து சக வீர்யங்கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ஓம் பத்ரங்கண்ணே பஸ்ருணுயாமதேவாஹ பத்ரம் பஶ்யே மாக்ஷபர்யஜத்ராஹ ஸ்திரைரங்கைஸ்துஷ்டுவாகம்சஸ்தனுபிஹ வ்யஷேமதேவஹிதையதாயுஹ. ஸ்வஸ்தி ந இந்த்ரோ வ்ருத்தஶ்ரவாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஃ பூஷா விஸ்வவேதாஹ ஸ்வஸ்தி நஸ்தார்க்ஷ்யோ அரிஷ்டநேமிஹி ஸ்வஸ்தி நோ ப்ருஹஸ்பதிர் ததாது. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹி. ப்ரஜ்ஞானாம் சுப்ரதானை ஸ்திரசர நிகர வ்யாபிபிர்வ்யாப்ய லோகான் புக்த்வாஸ்கான் ஸ்தவிஷ்டான் புனரபி திஷணோத்பாசிதான் காமஜன்யான் சர்வான் விசேஷான் ஸ்வபிதி மதுரபுங் மாயா போஜயன்னஹ மாயா சங்க்யாத்துரேயம் ரமதமஜம் ப்ரஹ்மயத்தன்னதோஸ்மி. யோ விஸ்வாத்மா விஷயான் ப்ராஷ்யபோகான் ஸ்தவிஷ்டான் பஶ்சாச்சான்யான் ஸ்வமதி விபவான் ஜோதிஷா ஸ்வேன சூக்ஷ்மான் சர்வான் இதான் புனரபி ஸ்வாத்மனி ஸ்தாபயித்வா சர்வான் விசேஷான் குணகண பாத்வசோன்னஸ்துரிய விகத குணகண அசௌதுரிய நஹ பாது. We can see the first three chapters of Mandukya Karika Sahita Upanishad. Mandukya Upanishad with the Karikas, which form the first three chapters, can be taken as chapters presenting the teaching for Shravanam. Fourth chapter, Alatha Shanti Prakaranam, can be taken as Manana Adhyayaha, a chapter specifically for reflecting upon the teaching. How do you reflect upon the teaching? Reflect upon the teaching, seeing we ascertain what we already understood, seeing others' views being wrong, fallacious. That's why here in this, we know Gaudapada Acharya, every day I should come and begin these chapters. Advaitam Yeva Satyam. Advaitam alone is right. Advaita Darshanam is right vision. What is right vision? Clear, doubt-free vision which does not contradict the reasoning is right vision. Clear, doubt-free vision and does not contradict the reasoning. That is why it is right vision. Not simply, it's not mechanic, it's not simply saying for the sake of argument, no. Therefore, ninth karika. Actually, ninth karika, as I said already, Gaudapada Acharyaha wants to make one thing very clear. Swarupam, it's very important for us to understand what actually is Swarupam. Even the other, many other words are there. Swabhavaha, Prakritihi. All these words are also there, meaning Swarupam. Swarupam, Swabhavaha, Prakritihi. Prakritihi means nature. Swabhavaha also means nature. Swarupam also is nature. So what is Swarupam? The Swarupam is that which does not undergo any change at all. Is Swarupam. Therefore he presents beautifully the very definition of Swarupam in this ninth karika, which we started reading the karika yesterday. Okay. And he says, Paramartha Swarupam. Paramartha Vastu Swarupam. Paramartha Vastu means what? Absolute reality. See, the word Vastu again. The word Vastu is a neuter gender word. The Vastu can mean anything, any object. Any object can be said to be a Vastu also. But actually, Vastu means that which alone is. So, Vastu implies the absolute reality, the ultimate truth. That's why Vastavam means really. Vastu means the reality. That which alone is reality. Somehow in Indian languages, the word Vastu is very commonly used. Vastu means any object is Vastu. Anything is Vastu. Because anything, any object is actually Vastu. Mithya is Satyam. Therefore, you can say anything is essentially Vastu. But actually, Vastu is used in the sense of an object also. But Vastu means that which alone is. So here, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the abstract formless reality, which is ever of the nature of pure knowledge, consciousness, implied by the term Atma or Brahman, is real Vastu. That is paramarthavastu. Paramarthavastu is also of the nature of consciousness. So swarupam of the reality is consciousness. Especially everything else can be any mithya thing, mithya object can be understood in terms of its form, name, function, parts, descriptions, etc. Because available for pramanam also. It's available for perception, available for thought conception, available for word description. So anything can be understood. How can you understand an object? Object can be described. I can understand through description. I can conceive of the object. I can perceive the object. I can infer the object. So various pramanams are available to understand anything which is time-bound, space-limited in this, which has a form, which has attributes. Whereas, this absolute reality, we'll be very careful. Why? I'm entering into the very important topic now, isn't it? We're going to see that now. This absolute reality is formless. First thing, it is formless. Being formless, it is the subtlest. Attributeless. Being the subtlest, being the formless, of course we understand because of its formlessness and subtleness, it is of the nature of all pervasiveness, timelessness, changelessness. Every word I'm saying now is what? Swarupam. Every word here. We say nityaha. Nityam vastu. Timeless. Changeless. Sarvagatam vastu. All pervasive. I shouldn't even use an adjective here. I should say noun form only. All pervasiveness, timelessness, changelessness, partlessness, divisionlessness. Every word is what now? Noun. Every noun here is the nature of the reality. And these words implying the nature of the reality, okay, that why it's called nature? It is, that is changeless. Consciousness cannot become something else. Consciousness is the intrinsic nature. Swarupam. Jnanam swarupam. Jnana swarupam. Sat swarupam. Existence is the swarupam. That's why existence doesn't undergo any change. Consciousness doesn't undergo any change. Timelessness, never does the reality become time-bound. This swarupa means it is changeless. All pervasiveness, oh, it was all pervasive once upon a time, it becomes now spatially limited. No, spatial limitlessness, unchanging. Unchangeable, unchanging nature is the swarupa. If you understand divisionlessness, partlessness, every word reveals reality in terms of its nature. So being the subtlest, even when Shastram introduces us to the reality, how do we stumble upon the reality? How do we arrive at the reality? It's not object of action, it's not object of knowledge, it is not imperceptible, it is indescribable, inconceivable. I mean, how do we arrive at? That is why Shastram uses this specific method of Driktrishya Vivekaha to help us understand. There's no way of showing it. Distinguish, it is reality first has to be understood in terms of its nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness. I repeat this sentence every time I come, every time I teach, every class, all under my students must tired of listening to me saying this. Every time I say reality has to be, can be arrived at, understood only in terms of its swarupam of knowing. I don't mind saying, Swamiji, there's no other way. No way. This is the way we have understood. That is why prakriya is used and you're human as a human being because you are self-conscious being, you know your existence, you know you are. This is where conscious reality is manifest as a self-evident reality. Where is the manifestation of consciousness in terms of knowledge of self-existence? Only in human mind. That is why human being is taught here, Shastra. Know that being is taught here. So human being is taught here, and it is, that is why we first were helped, first of all, because we have a very strong identity with the body, mind, and this complex as I. Because I sense is there. Aham, asmi. That aham, asmi, that knowledge is there. That knowledge being there, what happens? Naturally, the knowledge is non-separate. Aham, asmi, that knowledge. Okay, it is non-separate from the vritti. Vritti is non-separate from the mind. Mind is separate from the body, body and sense complex. Therefore, naturally, I sense pervades everywhere. So I is identified with everything. That is how our problem begins. Partial knowledge and partial ignorance. Isn't it? So that I, then we understand, is the knowledge. So the Shastram tells, how do you understand, arrive at the reality? You distinguish the I from this. This, anything and everything denoted by this, any pronoun other than I is what? Object of knowledge. Distinguish I from this and you see what this I is. Physically, this I and this are not separate. Physically, non-distant. Then you understand, then you see I is nothing but subject of knowledge. And you see who this knower is. And you understand there is abstractness, subtleness. And you understand what is there is extremely subtle. And that is how you begin to understand subtleness, sukshma tamattvam being the swarupam. And arupatvam, formlessness being the swarupam. Nobody else tells you. Does it contradict your reasoning? Tell me. Does it contradict your reasoning? When you analyze, use this Driktrishivyeka Prakriya or Avastatraya Prakriya, when you understand the witness of obtaining in three states of experience or the knower obtaining in deep sleep state, when you distinguish the knower and understand, okay, that knower being formless. Does it connect your reasoning? Very obvious, very clear for you. And what pramanam are you using there? Pramana has helped you to arrive at it, that's all. But you are seeing it. Is it formlessness? Therefore, extreme subtleness, sukshma tamattvam, arupattvam, then you understand that formless subtle also knows. And there you understand the meaning of the word knows is not actually, it's not a verb, it is sarupam. So knowing is sarupam. Being conscious is sarupam. Being aware is sarupam. So first you understand arupattam, sukshmatamattam, then that formless, subtle thing, what is there, is what? Consciousness. Pure knowledge. So knowing is the swarupam. Consciousness is the nature of that subtle, formless reality. And which you understand as the content of the knower, content of the very I. Then further you analyze, you Shastram helps understand that formless, subtle, conscious reality, which is subtleness, the consciousness, is timeless. Being consciousness, you understand what? Timelessness. Do you understand what? Spatial limitlessness. Then all pervasive, you understand, all pervasiveness, you also understand divisionlessness, changelessness. That is when you say being beginningless, changeless. The changelessness being the nature, it also beginningless. Beginninglessness means what? It is unborn, ajam. You can't simply understand that. How it is ajam? This is what is swarupa anusandhanam, swarupa jnanam. You understand your swarupam. How do you say, on what basis do you say reality is unborn? You can say reality is unborn only when you say it is timeless. It is timelessness, it is swarupam. Timelessness means swarupam. You can understand, you can see all pervasiveness being the swarupam. First, you must have to arrive at it as first consciousness. Chidrupena, isn't it? Then it becomes very clear. Partlessness, niravayavatvam, nirvikaratvam, achalatvam, motionlessness, everything understand. And this is what is Atma, this is what is Brahma, and I cannot refer to anything else other than this, then you understand Aham Brahma Asmi. Okay, that Brahma, Aham Brahma Asmi is not enough. Idam Sarvam Brahma also you have to say. Idam Sarvam Brahma. Aham Brahma Asmi. Idam Sarvam Brahma Iva. Aham Idam Sarvam. I, the consciousness, Brahman, am the whole. Must be clear. Sarvam Brahma. You must see how there is no knower which is separate from this consciousness. There's no knowledge which is separate from consciousness. Therefore, the known also choicelessly non-separate from consciousness. That is how you see again further consciousness is being all pervasive of the knower, known knowledge. Therefore, the knower, known knowledge, these divisions resolve in this consciousness. And they're all seeming appearances in consciousness. In the consciousness, they all appear. They seem to be there as though really it is not there. So relatively available for experience, objectively available for experience, duality and divisions and okay, plurality, absolutely there is non-difference, non-division, there is one whole mass of reality. It's inexplicable. Isn't it? But you understand. That's what the Shastram helps us. And it should not contradict it from the beginning and every step you go to it, there should not be a little of contradiction. You should not contradict your reason anywhere. That is what is right vision, clear vision. Understand? So, Shastram takes us from the known to the next plane, which is distinct and beyond the known. You say the known, the objective world of material, forms, names and functions. Even beyond the known world of objective world of material forms and functions, whereas all other philosophers, their inquiry does not go beyond the known. That is the problem. As the knower, they're searching. The search is within the realm of the known. They not come to the knower. Never question who this knower is. What is this known? What is this known? What is this known? Where has it come from? Within the known, they are searching. Like modern day scientists. Of course, search anywhere will help you arrive at lots of subtle facts. Any search, any research within the realm of the known will help you arrive at new subtle relative facts, which can be used for improving, enhancing our comfort, enjoying in this time-bound world. But it will not be a solution for our fundamental problems. Isn't it? Therefore, that is right vision. Very important to know, remember this. Now, that is why Gaudapada Acharya wanted to explain first of all, please understand the meaning of the word Swarupam. Swarupam, you can't take it for granted because it is, the people, he has to refute Sankhya philosopher. Sankhya philosopher, you loosely says unborn and he says it has become and all those things. Therefore, first of all, understand what is the meaning of the word Swarupam. It is understanding of the Swarupam is going to be the strength for establishing the Advaita Darshanam. Therefore, he says, Samsid, let us see, come to the class now. Samsiddhiki Swabhaviki. Samsiddhiki Swabhaviki. Sahaja Akruta Chaya. Sahaja Akruta Chaya. Prakritisseti Vigneya. Prakritisseti Vigneya. Swabhavanna Jahatiya. So in the place of Swarupam, the word used is Prakritihi. It happens to be a feminine gender word. He says, Sa Prakritihi, that is the intrinsic nature. What is intrinsic nature? Sa Prakritihi means that is the intrinsic nature. Intrinsic nature, unchanging, unchangeable intrinsic nature. What is unchanging, unchangeable intrinsic nature? What is intrinsic nature? He says, Sa Prakritihi iti Vigneya. Ya, that nature, which is Samsiddhiki. See, Samsiddhiki, let me explain this and go to the next one. Siddhihi means accomplishment, achievement. Samsiddhihi also means accomplishment, achievement with the prefix. Sam is a prefix, that's not a big deal. That's why here we say Siddha Purushaha. We talk about a Siddha Purushaha means what? The person who has accomplished is Siddha. Siddha Purushaha. So accomplished what? In the Shastra, in Vedanta Drishti, from the standpoint of Vedanta, the Siddha, Siddha Purushaha is the person, as a person of accomplishment, Krita Krityaha, is accomplished the knowledge, vision. Advaita Darshanam, who has, he is the absolutely accomplished person. A Siddha Purushaha, Siddha, Samsiddha, means Bhagavad Gita, Krishna uses this word quite often. Samsiddha means the person of accomplishment who has accomplished the ultimate vision of the non-dual reality. So, he is Atmajnani is Samsiddha Purushaha. But, apart from this, who is said to be Samsiddha, Siddha, you know, the person as a yogi was given to the practice of Ashtanga Yoga. Exclusively who's given the practice of Ashtanga Yoga very seriously for a long time with the total commitment, and as a result of practicing this, that if the person also interested in learning, gaining, it is possible for one to accomplish Ashta Mahasiddhayaha. We have 8 Mahasiddhis. In fact, Bhagavan, Ishvara, Parameshwara is the only one who is said to be endowed with all 8 Siddhis. In Dakshinamurti Stotram, he is described as one who is endowed with 8 Ashtamaha Siddhis. Ashtam. Okay. All Siddhis are Bhagavan. But here, even a yogi, a very serious yogi, whose attention is not in any, he is equally great. He must be equally great like what? Who is not interested in any simple worldly material pleasures. Okay? His focus only on gaining something supernatural, isn't it? Occult powers. He is interested in anima, mahima, girima, vashi. Like this, we have Ashtamaha Siddhayaha. He is interested in only that. Okay? If a person, even if a person accomplishes 1 or 2 siddhis, he is a siddha purushaha only. It's not simply materializing things. There's nothing. That is magic. Anybody can, the people practice for some time, they can do, and some siddhis also helpful. But here, suddenly a huge person, that's what Rakshasas those days in Puranas we describe. They'll disappear. Indrajit, suddenly he'll disappear. He'll be in the sky. He won't be here. Ravana's son. Our Puranas amazing. I tell you, amazing imagination. Because they know all these things. A person can come, sees the enemy, he becomes a chick, he becomes a hen, becomes a, you know, he can become, he'll be walking around. Huge can become small. It's called, you know, changing one form to other form. All these are possible. A person has, you know, but, oh, is it possible? We try, don't try that, okay? It's not worth trying. You don't need to try that. So some people, that anima, garima, becoming huge, becoming tiny, becoming small, like lots of siddhis, okay? And it is not easy. It is not easy. That also needs a tremendously hard work and commitment and focus. They must be mad, okay? Really mad. Not interested in anything. Simple people interested in simple pleasures, they can't achieve those things. But achieving those things also are of no use because still they'll be bound. Anyway, such people, no, once a person practices for a long time, accomplishes some siddhis, okay, that siddhi becomes permanent nature of a siddha purushaha. It's what accomplished nature. It was not there before, but it was there, means it was there, but it has become his nature. That doesn't go. Until the person dies, it will be with the person. That is samsiddhi. Okay? Siddhi. That is a siddhi. So samsiddhi, samsiddhiki, samsiddhiki prakritihi means a nature, an unchanging something. Okay? Unchanging power, unchangeable power, which becomes permanent of the Siddha Purusha. It is said, Samsiddhiki, okay? But even sometimes the Siddha Purushaha who has accomplished that can be without that achieved power also. He can be with achieved siddhi, he can be without achieved siddhi also. He is possible. We should not take it very seriously that he should be always. But he simply mentions here, samsiddhiki shaktihi means it is eternal, timeless. Timeless means whatever accomplished. Ever accomplished is the intrinsic nature is that which is ever accomplished. Samsiddhiki. Now, let me tell you, this consciousness of the abstract reality is samsiddhiki. It is not achieved as a result of, accomplished as a result of some practice of discipline, but is ever there, always there. That's what said to be samsiddhiki. Ever accomplished means it is not newly attained. That is the meaning, Swamiji. You have to ask me. Not newly gained. It is ever accomplished means it is ever there, timelessly. That which is there timelessly as it, okay, is ever accomplished also. Okay, we have to understand this. Sometimes we say samsiddhiki also, but sometimes the yogis can be without that also. Even though it can be with the person forever, it can go away also, but still it comes. But here, timelessly, it is ever accomplished. It is samsiddhiki. It is not something which comes newly. Now you have to see consciousness, formlessness. It's all samsiddhiki. Now, swabhaviki. Now, what is the distance between consciousness and that formless reality? What is the distance? No distance. Inherent swabhaviki. Got it now? Now, there's no distance between the light and the illumining power. Isn't it? Swabhaviki. There's no distance between fire and the heat. Swabhaviki. Inherent. Inherent implies what? Inseparable. Isn't it? Inherent implies swabhaviki means inseparable. See, all the words imply the same, Swamiji. He used all possible words. See, samsiddhiki, swabhaviki, sahaja, all mean the same only. To make us understand, all the words reveal one thing, inseparable. Inherent means inseparable. They are not two. Heat and fire are not two. Inseparable. Sun and light are not two. Inseparable. What is inherent is swabhaviki. Then, sahaja prakritihi. Sahaja means it is born along with it. Consciousness is not born. It is a reality, absolute reality is never born. It is always there. Therefore, along with it, saha jayate iti sahaja. Something which is born along with it. Isn't it? So now, this complexion is there. Dark complexion or fair complexion. It is born along with you. Sahajam complexion. When you are born, it didn't come afterwards. Sometimes something happens, some changes happen, there's a problem. Otherwise, we are born. Born with the complexion. So that's sahajam. But here, this nature is sahaja. Sahaja means what? It is ever there born innate. Sahaja. Yeah, jayate. Ja is a dhatu. Root there. Saha jayate, it is sahaja. That which is born along with it. But we, here sahaja, that's the word used to mean anything in the world. Suppose, along with the person, okay? When they're born, along with you, what is born is what? Your nature, I mean, your tendencies, your complexion, etc. There's not something newly you get. Certain things we change, but certain things are born along with us. Along with the body it comes. This is sahaja. So here sahaja, we take inborn, consciousness is not even born. Therefore it will be very careful. Sahaja means inherent, innate means what? Innate, being inherent means being inseparable. The two words mean the same only, actually. Just to emphasize, many words are used just to make us understand how that which is said to be this swarupam nature, prakritihi, is always there. Saying, akrita. Akrita means what? Not created, produced newly. Krita means artificial. Akrita means natural. Natural means what? It is not created. Akrita. So, and that swabhavam na jahati. It does not give up. Its nature means that which is seen as this prakriti does not become lost at all. That remains forever. Swabhavam na jahati. So he says all these words just to say one thing, Swamiji. Changelessness is the nature of the nature. Okay, changelessness is the nature of the nature. that which undergoes a change is not the swarupam. Isn't it? That's why we give the example always. The heat, the brilliance, the heat and the fire are inseparable. Why inseparable? Innate, inherent, inborn, always along with it. When the fire is there, there's never a time fire was without the heat. Isn't it? All these words emphasize only one, the inseparability. That is swarupam, nature. And we say hot water is hot. But hot water also has the heat. That is only what? Borrowed nature. Not its own nature. Not intrinsic. Borrowed nature can go. After some time it will disappear. It will go back to the heat. The heat in hot water, heat in anything, will go back to its source. Isn't it? So the heat in fire never goes. That's what? Na jahati. So fire, aushnam na jahati. Agnihi aushnam na jahati. Fire does not give up its nature of being hot. Suryaha prakasham na jahati. Sun does not give up its nature of being brilliant, bright and illumining. Na jahati. Does not give up. Does not get lost. That's why that is what is swarupam. So he says, one karika he spends, one whole karika he presents to just to understand swarupam. So, ya samsiddhiki, ya swabhaviki, ya sahaja, ya akrita, ya swabhavam na jahati sa prakritihi iti vigneya. That which does not give up its nature, does undergo any change, that which is always there as ever accomplished, that which is ever inseparably there as inherent, that which is ever with it, okay, as inborn, innate, inseparable. Inseparability is meant by all these words. Is to be understood, known as intrinsic nature. Sa prakritihi vigyaya. That alone should be understood as intrinsic. So that which does not, one word easy to say, that which does not undergo any change at all is intrinsic nature. Okay. Now what is the intrinsic nature of the prakriti? Matter. Change. Is it? Change is the unchangeable swabhava of the matter. Isn't it? Like the change. So changelessness is the swarupam. That is main thing. So having said that, let us see quickly the bhashyam. Samyak siddhihi. Sam siddhihi. Samyak siddhihi, well accomplished, ever accomplished. Sam siddhihi. Tatra bhava. Sam siddhiki. Sam siddhiki. So, sam siddhiki. Yatha yoginam siddhanam. Just as any siddhis, any powers, occult powers, accomplished as a result of long, serious practice of Ashtanga Yoga, accomplished becomes ever accomplished, permanent of the Siddha Purushas. So also, this Swarupam is something which is ever accomplished, which does not go away from its source. Yatha yoginam siddhanam. Yoginam means siddhanam. Siddhanam means these people of the accomplishers of occult powers. Okay. of their occult powers, once accomplished, become their very nature. They never get lost. Animadyehi Aishwarya Praptihi. Animadyehi Aishwarya Praptihi means attainment of the wealth of occult powers. Attainment of the wealth of occult powers such as anima, garima, etc. becomes the nature, ever accomplished nature of a yogi. Like that, okay, here also being conscious, being all pervasive, being changeless, etc. is the ever accomplished, okay, nature of the reality. Okay. Sa bhuta bhavishyat kalayoho api yoginam na viparyeti. He says bhuta bhavishyat kalayoho api. The past, okay, in the past time also it doesn't go away from them. Bhavishyat kalayapi, in the future also, yoginam na viparyeti, does not change. Once accomplished, it remains as ever accomplished. It doesn't go. Does not change. Viparyeti. That is why yogis make efforts. Once you attain, it will be there with them, you know. But Mahatmas always say, when people practice Ashtanga Yoga very seriously, okay, all, not simply only one, okay, all eight, these steps, when seriously practice, they're playing with the mind. Okay? Playing with the mind means what? The mind is so focused it becomes. That is why, and the focus is on accomplishing the powers, means they accomplish. And siddhis are all possible. Then, so in Vedanta it is said, you must use Ashtanga Yoga to prepare your mind for jnanam, then leave it there. But the problem is, the focus is on powers. When powers goes, and you will be engrossed in powers. You cannot come out of it. Don't get stagnant. Never use powers. Then you'll get stuck. Means again, it becomes a big impediment for the jnanam and moksha. Okay, that's a different topic. Animadyehi Aishwarya Praptihi Prakritihi Yoginam Siddhanam Yoginam. The people, yogis, who are accomplishes of occult powers, for them, the attainment of wealth in the form of these anima, garima, etc. becomes their ever accomplished nature. That doesn't undergo change. Sabhuta bhavishyat kalayoho api yoginam na viparyeti. Tatha eva, please make a note. Tatha eva, in the same way. Understand now? He gives the example for us. See, we do not even know yogis. Gaudapacharya must have seen many, many yogis. Okay, in this period, where are yogis? We have to go inside Himalayas, somewhere, maybe sitting inside the caves, we don't know. Okay, they won't even be available. Not, I don't talk about other people who come with all, there's so many fakes also, we don't know. But real yogi is very difficult to find. They won't be available for us to see like that easily. Somewhere, curious, maybe. When he is praying, he must have seen many, or he must have, I don't know. Now he simply says, who is a yogi? How the power is inseparable from him? How he is ever accomplished? We don't even know, we have no clue about it. We only read and understand, that's all. Isn't it? Luckily, we don't need to accomplish powers. That is why it's okay. If we also have to know, accomplish it, we also want to accomplish that. No? Then there's something different. Completely go to yoga system and then be committed to yoga system and be there itself. Only Ashtanga Yoga. All powers are possible. That is why we bow to. Isn't it? Not an easy joke. A person is all revealed to them. That's why we say Patanjali Rishihi. Why we revere? Because Rishihi, Rishati, Janati, everything is revealed to them. They're not learned from not using their intellect alone. It is not that, isn't it? Certain things. That's why everyone is a rishi. Pujya Swamiji used to say even Einstein is a rishi. The revere, because you have to, it must be sometimes certain things, isn't it? Revealing. Okay, I'll come to the point here. So, tatha, swabhaviki, tatha, in the same way, this swabhaviki, that which is inherent, inseparably, dravyas, dravya, swabhavataha eva, yata agniyadinam. See, I don't need to give the example. Shankaracharya gives the example. Agniyadinam, dravyas swabhavataha eva, agniyadinam ushna prakashadi lakshana swabhavataha eva. So, the heat of the fire, etc. is also inherent there, naturally. Sapi na kalantare vyabhicharati deshantarecha. Okay, in no time, no place, fire is cold. Come to Israel, you find a cold fire. No. Where everywhere, any part of the world, fire is hot. Any time, fire is hot. Isn't it? Deshantre, kalantre, we may go, but fire will be there always with this intrinsic nature of being hot. Kalantre, deshantre, na vyabhicharati, does not change. Vipariyeti, na vipariyeti, na vyabhicharati, does not change. That is swabhaviki, inherent. We have understood very well what Swarup means, but still, so much time is taken by him to explain this. Tatha sahaja. Sahaja means what here? Atmana sahayeva jata. Okay? The swarupam, the intrinsic nature is born along with Atma. Means what? Atma is ever unborn. Isn't it? Which means, what does it mean? Sahaja means born along with. Atma is unborn. Which means Atma is eternal. Eternally, timelessly, it has been there. Inseparably with it. So, Atmana sahayeva jata. And having said that, he gives another example. Okay. Yatha pakshadinam akasha gamanadi lakshana. Okay. The birds, etc., are capable of flying in the sky. Isn't it? That capacity to fly on the part of the fly in the sky, the part of the bird is born along with the bird. No bird, after being born, no bird goes to any school to learn how to fly. Isn't it? It says inborn, innate skill, innate jnanam. Isn't it? Of course, every creature for that matter, who teaches our Mukti and then Kashi to go and wait for the birds to catch? Exactly, she goes only when she hears the goats. We go and come on, Mukti, go. Birds have come. Don't you tell? It goes. That is all, that's all innate. Isn't it? So, Pakshyadi, any inborn knowledge is inseparable. That's the nature. See, he may understand how it is intrinsic, isn't it? Unborn. So, pakshyadinam akasha gamanadi lakshana. Pakshyadinam akasha gamana. People don't know who is Kashi and Mukti, I should say. No? We'll be wondering who listened to the class. They should know the names of the cats here. Okay. Otherwise, the cats go in search of the birds. Because others who listen to me, they'll be confused otherwise. Be very careful about it. Okay, so pakshyadi lakshana, even a calf, it is, as soon as born, it stands up and drinks milk from his mother's udder. Who teaches? Isn't any baby that, for that matter? Okay, so pakshyadinam akasha gamana adi. Only adi is etc. Like this, so many factors here. Every being is born along with its own innate, inborn capacity. Like birds are born along with their capacity to fly in the sky. That is not newly learned later on. Of course, initially it may not fly. But when the time comes for it to fly, it flies. But it's already inborn. He says, yatha pakshadinam akasha gamanadi lakshana. Okay, so we can say like that many other beings, not only one pakshi. Yes, he says adi, so many creatures in the world are born with the capacity to do their own things, which are inborn in it. They never get lost. Until the bird dies, the flying capacity does go away from it. That is also like that here also, being conscious, being changeless is ever there. This formless reality which you stumble upon is ever of this nature. Then anya pichya kachit akrita kenachit na krita. It was not created by someone else, isn't it? Yatha apam nimna desha gamanadi lakshana. So there are many things like one of the things is what? Water. Apam nimna desha gamanadi lakshana. So just as the water is of the nature of flowing always in a slopy region, downwards. We don't need to tell the water, come and go this way. It goes, any liquid for that matter, flows downwards only in a slopy area. Isn't it? Why does the water go? That is the swarupam of the water. Why does the liquid go or flow downwards in a slopy region? That is the swarupam. Why does the bird fly in the sky? That is the swarupam. That's the inborn nature, innate nature. You can't change it. Now, why does the yogi have? That is the inborn. That is, he has accomplished it. It will, nature, it doesn't go. So, these examples are given here like this. So, having given, he says, anyapi yakachitu swabhavam na jahati. Again, that which does not give up at all, that which does not get lost at all, is what? Jahati sa sarva prakritihi iti vigyaya loke. That is what is to be understood as the unchangeable intrinsic nature. Okay. Which means, all these are backed by knowledge. Understand now? That is why we say, why this is like this? That is what is we say, Ishvara Niyati. Why the water flows downwards in a slopy region? Why the fire is hot? Why the birds are blessed with the capacity to fly in the sky? Isn't it? Why the fish alone can swim in the water? Fish lives always inside the water. If we take it out, we'll die. So, Niyati. Ishvara Niyati. We say Ishvara, Bhagavad Niyati. Bhagavan Niyati. Ishvara Niyati. You say, this is how the universal, natural, moral, law and order of Ishvara. The order is Ishvara. Which means, the in knowledge, that is, it's all knowledge. It is not taught. Nothing is, water is not taught to flow, bird is not taught to fly, fire is not made to become hot. Nothing is artificial, nothing is made by anything. Not akrutam, it is natural. He says, is all mithya kalpiteshu lokeshu api vastushu, laukikeshu api vastushu. What are these things now? All these yogi, Look at this. A yogi's accomplished power. Okay. Ever accomplished. The power accomplished means as ever accomplished power. And the fire, etc. The being heart is what? Ever accomplished. It is the inherent, inseparable nature of the fire. Like light is the inherent, inseparable nature of the sun. And capacity to fly, etc. on the part of beings like birds, etc. is also ever accomplished, inborn, innate nature. It doesn't go. It's permanently there until the bird dies. Isn't it? The same way, we say it, nothing is created. It's not created by others. Akrita. And no bird ever forgets to fly. Okay? It never gets lost. The capacity to fly doesn't become forgotten. Suddenly one day the fire does not become cold. No. Ever. That's it. Na akrita. It is not artificially created, made. It is naturally there. Such swarup, what is now? Does not undergo any change. Nature does not undergo any change. Isn't it? Therefore he says, mit laukikeshu vastushu, all yogi, a bird, fire, no water, we are all these examples. What a few examples. All these are laukikani vastuni. All these are objects of the world. Worldly objects. A yogi. Yogi means a person, individual, isn't it? A yogi, a bird, water, fire, etc. are all worldly objects. Laukikani vastuni. And then they're all mithya kalpitani. And we know very well, the entire world is what mithya? After having studied Advaita Prakaranam, we should not have any doubt. World is mithya. Lokaha mithya lokaha. And all the objects are mithya, the laukikani vastuni. Isn't it? Laukika vastuni. Therefore, on the part of all these worldly things, which are mithya, mithya kalpiteshu laukikeshu api vastushu prakritihi na anyatha bhavati. So the nature does not become different from what it is, does not undergo any change, does not become different from what it is, does not change on the part of objects pertaining to the world, such as these, what we have seen. Even the mithya objects, the nature does not change even on the part of the mithya objects, worldly objects. Mithya, worldly, material objects. Is it clear now? Mithya kalpiteshu, laukikeshu api vastushu, prakritihi anyatha na bhavati. The nature does not change. Does not become different from what it is on the part of these objects, worldly objects, mithya objects also. Kim uta ajasvabhaveshu paramartha vastushu. A paramartha vastu is only one, but he is using the word plural. Paramartha vastushu. Even though plural is used, we take it as singular. What can we talk of the nature and the part of this absolute reality, the ultimate truth? The nature such as amritatva lakshana, nature in the form of immortality, etc. Amritatva lakshana prakritihi na anyatha bhavati. Kim uta ajata subhaveshu paramartha vastushu. Then what can we talk of the nature of the absolute reality, nature on the part of the absolute reality, ultimate truth, such as immortality, etc. Definitely, the nature of absolute reality, such as immortality, etc., na anyatha bhavati, does not change. So, being immortality means what? Changelessness. Not be subject to any change and destruction, isn't it? Na anyatha bhavati, amrtatva lakshana, paramartha vastushu prakritihi, amrtatva lakshana prakritihi, anyatha na bhavati, iti abhiprayaha. This is what is the teaching of what Swarupam is. So, we have to understand this very clearly. Now, he moves on to the 10th karika. Now, mokshaha atmaswarup. Mokshaha atmanaha swarupam. Freedom is the everlasting nature of the atma. That is why, what is your nature? Being free is the nature. Limitlessness is the nature. Infinitude is the nature. Freedom is nothing but being limitless is being free. That is the nature. How can you attain it? You can never attain it. It has to be discovered. Okay? What is Swarupam cannot be attained. How can the fire attain the heat? It already is Swarupam. The same way, freedom is the Swarupam of the reality, Atma. And one has to claim Atma as oneself, and then thereby one should see, one has to take ownership of freedom as one's own nature. That is what is Jnanam. Advaitam is one's Swarupam. Being non-dual is one's Swarupam. Being one, being secondless, being non-dual is, whether you like it or not, that is the Swarupam to be understood. Okay. Now, Kim Vishaya, I'm going to see Karika number 10, we'll see. What about the Swarupma of the Jivaha? First of all, we say Jivaha. See, we say Jivaha when we say, in keeping with the number of the body, mind, sense, complex enclosures, okay, which exist in consciousness, we mistake the consciousness obtaining in these many enclosures to be many. One consciousness, singular consciousness, mistaken to be plural. In keeping with the number of the enclosures, body, mind, sense, complex enclosure, which exist in awareness, it's typically like what, how the enclosures, such as pot, etc., existing in space, mistaken to be, okay, the number of enclosures existing in space, and give me the number, the space is mistaken to be many spaces, one indivisible, undivided space. In the same way, the one and the oneness also is what? Again, oneness is the Swarupam. Please understand. Why consciousness is only one? Why is there no second consciousness? If you ask, being one is the Swarupam of conscious reality. Reality, absolute reality can be only one. Ultimate truth can be only one. There cannot be two. So oneness is the Ekatvam Swarupam. Be very careful. This is very important to understand. Ekatvam Swarupam. Okay. Therefore, now the people who talk about the birth of the jivas. No? So here he says now. Introductory bhasham comes now. Kim vishaya punaha. Kim vishaya punaha sa prakritihi. Yasyaha anyata bhavaha vadibihi kalpyate. Now he is explaining Look at this. Having defined what exactly is intrinsic nature, now he says, what is the essential nature? What is the essential nature? Now, in the context of negating the other's views, Shankaracharya is explaining now, what is the essential nature? Which is not supposed to change, okay, but mistaken to be changing. Kalpanayam kahava doshaha. All people, they say, that is swarupam, and they also say undergo change. Where is the understanding of the very nature of nature? Therefore he says, kim vishaya punaha sa prakritihi yasyaha anyata bhavaha badibihi kalpyate. Anyata bhavaha kalpyate. The nature is imagined, thought to be undergoing change. By whom? By all these philosophers, kalpanaya, vadibihi, all these dualists, the people of other schools of thought, they all think this prakriti, kalpana, in the understanding, prakriti undergoes a change. Therefore, kaha doshaha, in their view, what exactly is the problem, where is the defect, where is the error, Gaurupacharya shows in the 10th karika. If he shows directly, we wouldn't have understood, it seems. So he says, first of all, he explained what is swarupam, then he comes to the point. Jaramarana nirmuktaha. Jaramarana nirmuktaha sarve dharma swabhavataha. Sarve dharma swabhavataha jaramaranamichantaha. Maranamichantaha chyavante tanmanishayam. Chyavante tanmanishayam. Jaramarana nirmuktaha sarve dharma swabhavataha. Dharma swabhavataha jaramaranamichantaha chyavante tanmanishaya. Te tanmanishaya. First he makes it very clear. Sarve dharmaha. Please make a note. Dharmaha here means jivaha. Sarve jivaha. Or jivaha means the truth of all the being, the truth of every individual being is given the title, given the qualification, jivaha. Jivaha is the title attributed to the truth obtaining in every individual being. Okay. Now, the individual body, mind, and complexes are many. Therefore, that one truth obtaining in all the individual beings are said to be jivaha. Understand now? One truth alone is said to be plurally as jivaha in keeping with the number of the enclosure, body, mansions, complexes. Therefore, sarve dharmaha, therefore, all jivas, swabhavataha, naturally, intrinsically, naturally, essentially, how? Jara marana nirmuktaha. Absolutely free from old age and death. Jara marana nirmuktaha. After listening to this class, we should not, oh, what will happen to me? I will die. That fear should not be there. Oh, I should have forgot. The doctor didn't come to the class today. Yesterday he was here. Today he's not. Doctor Govinda. Yesterday he was here. He didn't come today. See, jara marana nirmuktaha. All jivas are intrinsic, essentially, naturally free from old age and death. Now, who is getting old now? So you should say, but I never get old. I never age. See, Kamala Devi is so happy. I never age. I never get old. I don't die. I was not born. I have been, I am, I will ever be birthlessly, without getting old, without aging, being free from all the problems of the body. I am free. That must be their understanding here. Not jiva, jiva. I, you must say here. Sarve dharmaha swabhavataha jara marana nirmuktaha jara marana michyantaha tan manishayachyavante. Now what happened? Having wrong identity with the body, mind, sense complex, mistaking the body, mind, sense complex to be the self, and superimposing their nature, birth, okay, their attributes, birth, death, old age, etc., upon the self. What do they do? Jara maranam icchantaha. See, please be very careful. Icchantaha literally means desiring. They do not desire to. Okay. Assuming. Okay. Assuming, taking, attributing jara maranam, old age and death. Attributing, taking the old age and death, etc. What do they do? Chyavante. Chyavante means what? They sleep. They sleep means they fall. How? Tan manishaya. Because of their thought only. The manisha means here, because of their wrong thinking. The word manisha sometimes means conviction. Okay, but here manisha means what? Because of their strong wrong mental conviction that I am the body. Understand now? It is not clear conviction. Very strong conviction that I am the body. Because of very strong manishaya, because of wrong conviction that I am the body, manishaya, they fall. They fall means what? They remain in samsara, going through this suffering. So notion caused bondage. Strong conviction. Very firm conviction. That is manisha. Wrong conviction, isn't it? I am the body. Because of that wrong, that's a manisha. They got, they fall means, just because, notionally they remain bound. They suffer. That's what chavanam. Chavante means fall. They fall where? Falling from their real highest nature of being free. They fall into this, okay, notionally caused bondage. The life of transmigration. So, already Gaudapada Acharya's states very beautifully, the whole human suffering is notion caused suffering. Notion caused suffering can go to the extent of, you know, horrible killing. It can do, isn't it? Error can cause any problem. Tan manishaya chevante. This real fall does not happen. This is very important. So, your freedom, just because you think you are aging, just because you think, it's all you think. think you are aging, you think you are getting old, you think you are, isn't it, you are sick, because of the wrong notions you entertain about yourself, because of the wrong thinking, wrong conviction, what happened? That does not become you. You fall. You are ever free. Because it's your swarupam. Freedom is your swarupam, nature. So it doesn't undergo any change. Therefore, the freedom is always your swarupam, doesn't change. Then why there is suffering? The suffering is what? Because of the strong conviction, wrong conviction of yourself being body and attributing attributing old age, death, etc. One falls. Okay. Bhashyam, let us read here. Jara marana nirmuktaha. I'm going very slowly, making the class itself is nididhyasanam. Jara marana nirmuktaha means what? Jara maranadi sarva vikriya varjitaha. Already it must be very clear. All jivas are absolutely devoid of, free from, bereft of what? All changes, all sixfold modifications, including what? Old age, death, etc. So here, what should be conviction? I, the consciousness, am free from old age, free from death, free from all changes, which are the changes of the body. Okay, who are free from all these changes? Who are free from all this old age, death, etc.? They're all changes. Old age is a change. Death is a change. Modification, isn't it? So who are free from this? Sarve dharmaha. Sarve dharmaha means ke? Sarve atmanaha. Please make a note. All atmas. All atmas, sarve atmanaha, plural word is used. Just because all atmas are free, it means say, the only truth, the one truth obtaining in all the individual body, minds and complexes are plurally mentioned as atmas, atmanaha. Ityetat swabhavataha means what? Prakrititaha, naturally, by very intrinsic nature, all jivas are atmas. All atmas are very essentially, very intrinsically, naturally, they're free from old age and death. You say all atmas are free. Are there many atmas? No. Again, please remember, simply for the sake of saying it is said, initially we don't want to understand how Atma is one. You, when you say Atma, the content of I. All Atmas are intrinsically deathless, changeless means I is deathless. I is not subject to death. Because there are many I, this cognition I is in every mind. Therefore we say Atmas are many. Atmas are many. Every I, obtaining in every individual body, mind, sense complex, every mind is absolutely free from old age and death. I does not get old. I does not age. I is free. What is I? I is Atma. Understand? Sarve Atmanaha. Iti etat swabhavataha. So prakrutitaha, by nature. Evam svabhavaha santaha dharmaha. So dharmaha, all these jivatmas who are remaining as these, as of this nature, jaramaranam icchantaha. Icchantaha, iva icchantaha. As though they like it. They don't really like it. Attributing these attributes of the body to themselves, ரஜ்வாம் இவ சர்ப்பம் ஆத்மனி கல்பயந்தா செவந்தே. ஹவு டு தே ஃபால்? ஹங்கச்சாரி எக்ஸ்பிளைன், ஹவு டு தே ஸ்லிப் ஃப்ரம் தேர் நேச்சர், ஹவு டு தே ஃபால் ஃப்ரம் தேர் நேச்சர். ஹி சேஸ் ரஜ்வாம் சர்ப்பம் இவ, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் சூப்பர் இம்போசிங் தி நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ட் ஸ்னேக் அப்பான் த ரோப், ஆத்மனி கல்பயந்தா, சூப்பர் இம்போசிங் தி ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி பாடி அப்பான் தி ஆத்மா, தே ஃபால். ஸ்வபாவத சலந்தி இது அர்த்தம். தே ஸ்லிப் அவே ஃப்ரம் தயர் நேச்சர், நாட் ரியலி பட் நோஷனலி. ரியலி யூ கான்ட் ஸ்லிப் அவே ஃப்ரம் யுவர் நேச்சர், இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? தே ஸ்லிப் அவே, தே ஸ்லிப் தே அவே, தே ஃபால் அவே ஃப்ரம் தயர் நேச்சர் ஆஃப் பீங் ஃப்ரீ நோஷனலி. சுபாவத்தா சலந்தி. கிமர்த்தம்? ரஜ்வாம் சர்ப்பம் இவ ஆத்மனி ஜராமரணம் கல்பயந்தா, இச்சந்தா மீன்ஸ் கல்பயந்தா, சூப்பர் இம்போசிங் இமேஜினிங், ஃபால்ஸ்லி சூப்பர் இம்போசிங் இமேஜினிங் தி ஓல்ட் ஏஜ் டெத் எக்ஸெட்ரா தி ஆட்ரிபியூட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி பாடி அப்பான் தி செல்ஃப் அப்பான் தி I, they fall notionally from their nature. Tan manishaya, because the very thought all the time strongly entertaining the, you know, being convinced of their thinking, the strong conviction that I am the body, okay, and therefore I am old. Okay, I'm sick, etc. Manishaya, jaramarana chintaya. See, why all the time entertaining the thoughts? I'm old, I'm getting old, I'm aging, I'm sick, I'm old, I'm getting old. Okay, Vedanta students should be very conscious of not entertaining, saying those sentences. A thought may come. Yes, my body is getting old. No doubt. My body is aging. No doubt. I am aging. I am getting old. Isn't it? So, janma marana chintaya. I'll be born again. Janma marana chintaya. All the time entertaining these strong thoughts that I was born, I'm going to die, etc. தத்பாவ பாவிதத்வ தோஷேன இத்யர்த்தஹ. சே, யூ பிகம் வாட் யூ திங்க், இஸ்ன் இட்? யதா யத் பாவஹ தத் பவதி, இஸ்ன் இட்? தட்ஸ் கால்ட் தத்பாவ பாவிதத்வ தோஷஹ டிஃபெக்ட். திஸ் இஸ் தி எரர் ஆஃப் பிகமிங் வாட் ஒன் திங்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஒன் செல்ஃப் டு பி. One story I heard. I never tell a story, no. I always go seriously. Let me tell you a story. Because now that easy teaching is over. Until the 10th Karika, Gaudapada Acharya only gave a brief note, a synopsis of what he is going to elaborate in the following Karikas. And he wants us to have, okay, like we are sitting around the place, two boxes are there, okay, they're going to bound each other, and we are here, our audience. He wants us to watch. He's even going to present here how Vaiseshika is going to point out the logical fallacy in the Sankhya's view, and the Sankhya is going to show his fallacies later on. By way of pointing out each other's fallacies, they both will make what now? There's no creation. So, he says, we can happily sit and watch how they're going to vote for us. They both want votes for themselves. They both will not, okay, fight each other. It's like third party now becomes the winner. That's what they're going to do. So we can watch. So 11th Karika onwards. 11th Karika to 13th Karika, he's going to explain that first. Then like he's going to elaborate teaching of what has been given as a synopsis and come later on. So I can tell you here how notionally, isn't it? So Tadbhava Bhavi Tattvam means what? In you must have heard here, isn't it? Yad Bhavaha Tadbhavati. Yatha Bhavaha Tatha Bhavati. Whatever you constantly think of, you become that. If you simply think I'm rich, you do not become rich. You'll go mad. But wrong thinking, isn't it? Wrongly, if I think here, I'm old, I'm sick. Or even out other persons also. When you all the time entertain the thoughts, you become that. That is why we have to be very careful with our mind, isn't it? Small thing can make us mad. That's why protecting the mind baby is very important all the time. So here he says, Tadbhava Bhavi Tattva Doshaha. The defect of becoming something which you are not because of repeated thinking. Tadbhava Bhavi Tattva Doshaha. So, one person thought, he dreamt in his dream that he ate a cat. And on waking up from sleep, he thought he ate a cat. It was only a dream. What he thought was a dream. But waking up, he thought he ate a cat. And he was continuing all the time. And you know, the cat is inside. So then he had taken to the hospital, and the doctors, one doctor said, there's no cat here. Your scan is very clean. And they proved, this is a scan, and there's no cat, nothing. But still the thing goes, because very strong. And he thought this doctor is not okay. Because I know there's a cat inside my stomach. He went to another doctor. Another doctor also proved there's no cat in your stomach. The two reports, the same scan reports, it's the same. They said the doctors know he's okay, not okay. So they just to satisfy him, they really did the scanning. And then without scanning, they could have told, there's no cat in your stomach. But still, that's why they also made some money. And then they know, they're waiting for such people also. And then, so the scanning was done. And then genuine reports were given. But this fellow was not still satisfied. He went to another doctor who's really money-minded. And then that doctor saw, okay, both reports have come. He said, these both reports show there's no cat. But let me do proper test. Then he made him see the scanning. After scanning, he came back and told, yes. And before that, he told his, how to get him, help him to get out of his problem. He told his nurse, keep one cat ready, okay? And then, I will bring this, then this person said, he said, yes, I've done a scanning. And he himself made a small draw, some cat on the scanning. And he showed, see, this is cat, really, there's something, the cat is there. But now what I'm going to do, I'm going to hit forcefully on your head. And then you will scream. When you scream, the cat will come out. Okay? What am I going to do? So he made this patient sit, and then he told the nurse to keep the cat ready. And he showed that, you know, the fellow believes, yes, there's a cat. Now he's happy. You are the right doctor, have really made a right diagnosis, and you are showing the cat in the scan. Your machine is very good machine also. And then he sat there very happily. And this doctor gave a very big, blow. And he shouted. And the nurse left the cat. Okay? Look at this, the cat is running now from your stomach. It has come out. He showed the cat. Exactly when he was screaming, closing his eyes, the cat came. The nurse let the cat, okay, move. And he saw the cat. No, doctor, still the cat is inside. You know why? The cat eye, what is my black cat, is a white cat. Why I'm saying this? Such is the strong thinking. Our notions are, any notion we have added about ourselves, as I am old, I'm aging, I'm going to die, these are all, these like having the cat, black cat, okay, inside our stomach. What I'm saying, jara marana, it's called tadbhavitatva doshaha. Okay, now, karika number 11. Now we have to say, again we have to repeat, now what is the Advaita Darshanam Eva Satyam? The vision of non-duality of the reality alone is right vision, because it is a clear vision. Okay? Why it is right? Because it's a clear vision. Clear vision means what? Doubt-free vision. Doubt-free vision means what? The vision that does not contradict one's reasoning is the doubt-free, clear, right vision. This is the answer. Therefore, now, from the beginning, Gaudapada Acharya, having given a brief note of this fallacious thinking, now he's going to elaborate on the teaching here, what has given, mentioned here. So in this 11th Karika, we can see, he's going to show this Vaisheshika philosopher is going to show the fallacy in the Sankhya philosopher. And it's not only one verse, Karika number 11, Karika number 12, Karika number 13. 11, 12, 13. In three Karikas, Vaisheshika's refutation and negation of Sankhya's view, Sankhya's contention. Okay. Let me brief you what is Sankhya's view. According to Sankhya Matam, let me tell you why Sankhya is taken first for refutation. Because Sankhya Mata Vadi, Sankhya philosophy is a Satkarya Vadi. Because according to him, the universe already exists in the cause. And the universe, the cause here is Prakritihi for him. In fact, Nada Munihi, the propounder of this Sankhya Matam, is even revered as the avatara of Bhagavan Vishnu himself. Kapilamuni. What is it, Kannada, I said? Okay, sorry. Kapilamuni. Kapila Maharshihi is even revered as the avatara of Bhagavan Vishnu. By slip of a tongue. Okay. So Kapila Maharshihi, actually in Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a specific chapter itself we have, where Kapila Maharshihi is said to be the avatara of Mahavishnu. In fact, he taught this philosophy to his mother Devahuti. And that's how it is believed that she attained moksha also. But maybe this discipline must have prepared her for something else also, isn't it? And so he's highly revered as avatara purusha, such great rishi. But still, that is why even in Brahma Sutra, second chapter, the Vyasacharya discusses this, the Sankhya Matam. Of course, it's refuted that, that's a different thing. But what I'm saying, at least in Sankhya Matam, the universe already exists. The only problem is, it is created. we do not say creation. Already existent universe alone is created according to him. It is a new creation. But we say already existent universe in unmanifest form becomes manifested. Becoming manifest is different from what? Newly being created. That is the difference. But at least he comes very close. At least he says universe is already there. And in which form the universe is? In the form of Prakritihi. We say Prakritihi, we also use the term Prakritihi. Prakritihi is otherwise called Maya in Advaita Darshanam. Maya for us is an inexplicable, subtlest knowing power, unmanifest power. The knowing power, the source of which is the reality. The reality itself is of the nature of knowing. There is abstract reality, which is of the nature of knowing. And the reality, which is the nature of knowing, is endowed with this knowing power. And the knowing power unmanifest is called Maya Prakritihi Pradhanam Avyaktam Avyakritihi, etc. Different names. Whereas for him, a Sankhya philosopher, the word Prakritihi for him is a matter. Okay? Matter is okay. And matter, he says it is unborn. Matter is for him the Moolakaranam. It is the root cause of the universe, which is the unborn, ajam. So you can dissolve. He says unborn, it's okay. Unborn, he says, Prakritihi, matter is okay. And in this Prakriti, the universe already exists, he says, that's also okay. Where he undergoes, he says, Prakriti undergoes a change. Undergoes a change and becomes the universe. Prakriti undergoes a change and becomes the universe. Unborn Prakriti, ajam, undergoes a change and becomes the universe. Like what? Clay is the material cause, undergoes a change and becomes the pot. Like that. That's what he says. Therefore, now Vaisheshika holds this point. Satkaryavada Samji, the Sat alone becomes the universe, isn't it? But when the Sat undergoes a change to becomes, isn't it? There is already the product is there, that's why it's called Satkaryavadaha. And it is, they say unborn, but saying unborn, it undergoes a change to become the effect, means it is Parinamavadaha. Which means the cause is the in the form of the effect. The cause undergoes change to become the effect. Now, the question is, if the effect, any effect means it's already undergone a change. Therefore, effect is subject to change. Effect being the product, effect is subject to change. And he says, karanasya gunaha karye anuvartante vise. The attributes of the cause will be found in the effect also. Now, the effect's qualities must be there in the cause also. Therefore, he'll say, now, how is it possible for us to, for Sankhya philosophy to say the cause is unborn and undergoes a change to become the effect, and having become the effect is the cause now. Therefore, the effect, cause also undergoes a change. The change becomes, change of the effect becomes the nature of the cause also. So, karya gunam, karyasya gunaha, karane bhavati. The nature of the effect must be there in the cause also. Therefore, it changes. Therefore. See, universe is born out of prakriti, or universe is, has evolved in the prakriti. Universe is the, prakriti evolved is the universe. So according to Sankhya philosopher, prakriti, all prakriti herself, prakriti itself has become evolved into the universe. Therefore, what happens now? Prakriti becomes born. Prakriti, if we say prakriti has evolved into the universe, prakriti becomes what now? The born. What the universe? Universe is the birth of the prakriti as the universe, isn't it? Therefore, what of that becomes the born? You saying ajam, but now it, you know, it becomes the born. Therefore, the first defect is what? The Sankhya philosopher presents the prakriti, the mula karanam, as unborn, but he says the universe is evolution of the prakriti, therefore there's a contradiction. It means the universe itself is what? The birth, becomes the birth of the prakriti. That is the defect number one. So, what is the logical fallacy here? If the prakriti, the unborn prakriti, if the prakriti is unborn ajam, then it cannot be the cause. Okay? If prakriti is unborn, it cannot be the cause. If it is the cause, then it cannot be unborn. This is the, got it now? Got it? The prakriti is the cause, it cannot be unborn. If it is unborn, it cannot be the cause. Why? Any cause is subject to change. Anything which has the status of being the cause must undergo change. Change is the unchangeable nature of the cause. The two important things. The cause cannot be unborn. If it is born, it cannot be the cause. That is the logical fallacy there, isn't it? But what does he say? Prakriti is the cause and prakriti has evolved into the universe. That itself is a contradiction, isn't it? Therefore, being eternal, being unborn means being eternal. Being eternal means what? Not being the cause. Therefore, he's going to point, now Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the 11th karika. Katham sajjati vadibhihi sankhyehi anupapannam uchyate ityaha vaiseshikaha. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces the 11th karika.
Page 469 below.
So, Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces this 11th karika saying, "Idi Vaiseshika points out, Vaiseshikaha aha." Now, Vaiseshika philosopher, now, actually, points out the defect, asks the question. Because question is, katham, katham. Now, Vaiseshika questions the Sankhya philosopher. Who is Sankhya philosopher? Sat Jati Vadi. Sat Jati Vadi. Another name. Satkarya Vadi. Said to be Sat Jati Vadi. See, Jati means origination here. Birth, isn't it? Sat Jati Vadi is equal to Satkarya Vadi. See, Karyam is born out of the cause. And having said that, Sat Jati Vadi, but he says his cause is unborn. That is the problem. So he says, Sat Jati Vadi Bihi Katham Sankhyehi Anupapannam. How is it possible for the Sankhya philosophers, the Sat Jati Vadis, to say the universe has evolved from, universe is an evolution of the unborn Prakriti? That is the question. Katham iti anupapannam. So what is not possible, isn't it? It is not possible. Let us see the karika now. Karanam yasya vai karyam. Karanam yasya vai karyam. Karanam tasya jayate. Karanam tasya jayate. Jayamanam kathamajam. Jayamanam kathamajam. Bhinnam nityam kathanchatat. Bhinnam nityam kathanchatat. Karanam yasya vai karyam. Yasya vai karyam. Karanam tasya jayate. Karanam tasya jayate. Jayamanam kathamajam. Jayamanam kathamajam. Bhinnam nityam kathanchatat. So first sentence he says, yasya vai karanam karyam bhavati. For the Sankhya philosopher, okay, for whom the cause becomes the effect. Prakriti becomes the universe. Karanam karyam bhavati. Sentence number one. Sankhya philosopher, cause becomes the effect, which means the Prakriti becomes the universe. Which means tasya karanam jayate. For him, the cause Prakriti is born, originate, because the cause Prakriti alone is born as the universe. Is it? Becomes a birth now. Universe is what? Universe is the born, isn't it? Of what? The Prakriti only. So the Prakriti is born as the universe. That's a karanam jayate. Now, next question is asking. Jayamanam katham ajam bhavet. Ajam bhaveti. Jayamanam, that which is being born, the cause which is being born, how does this cause which is being born become the unborn? How is it said? Jayamanam katham ajam bhavati. Got it now? Jayamanam, ajam katam bhavati. Very careful in saying. You say unborn means you must be very careful, isn't it? Jayamanam katam ajam bhavati. Being born, how does it become unborn? Prakriti. Prakriti alone is born as the universe. Bhinnam nityam tat katham cha. And how come that bhinnam? Bhinnam means what? Now, the cause is no more. Prakriti is no more. Prakriti is the universe now. It has become different. Becoming different means undergoing a change. Bhinnam, the cause prakriti, becoming different from what it is as the universe. And how can it be eternal? How can it be eternal? Nityam katham bhavati. He says prakriti is unborn, prakriti is eternal. Once you say it is born as the universe, it's wrong. It's already born. And you say it is different, bhinnam. It becomes different. It's also now bhinnam bhavati. How can that which is become different as the universe be nityam, eternal? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamodachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.